When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. Personally, I can't wait to get a new pair of Giannis Freak 5s. Whatever you're adding to your lineup next, head to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue checkmark. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today and bet $100 to get $100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions do apply.
Howdy, hello, degenerates, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network episode 302. Is going to go out to Cedricus Dumas. He needs to pick me up right now, from what I've been hearing. Thanks for coming to the show. That's a very deep cut there for MMA nerds. I'm on your host, Jeff Chalks Fox. This episode is for MMA nerds. It's the PFL Challengers Series. My co-host, who is the king of picking regional fight cards, actually picking non-UFC fight cards, he's the king of. He's also the king of night of UFC picks. He's very good at nailing prop bets or live bets as fights are going on. So, but we're going to put him to the test, PFL Challengers. And I think first he wants to toot his horn, toot about how he did. We forced him, gun to his head. We forced him to make Bellator picks this past week, and apparently he did good. So we're going to bring him in. He's going to tell you how great he did, and then we'll move on and tell you about how to make some money off the Challenger Series. It's one and only Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
Yeah. So you guys put a gun to my head, literally and figuratively. Told me I had to pick five.
The fans said Bellator.
The fans in our Discord, which, by the way, get into our Discord. Great bunch of human beings in there. Sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. They said they wanted Bellator, not PFL. So I gave you five Bellator picks. And by God, if I didn't hit all five of them.
No way. That's because you were very chalky.
Well, I was chalky on four of them, but I did take the underdog in the Peter Quelly fight. I said Peter Quelly was not going to be able to hold off the upset, and he got himself knocked out with a pretty vicious Bryce Logan elbow. So a guy, by the way, this is the best part of it. The only dog I hit was only a plus 130 or plus 135 underdog, depending on when you got him at. He was 0-4 in Bellator. He was fighting a guy who once fought for the title. Still only a plus 130 or 135 underdog, and picks up the cash with the finish. But yeah, no, he looked great. I said I liked the value on Amazov, who is fighting Logan Storley. That number got elevated as the week gone. He looked incredible. We got Jeremy Kennedy at damn near even money when we were picking those fights. His number ballooned and he looked great. Like, yeah, dude, like every single, I don't think I even sweat a pick on that card. Not one. And once again, if you were in our Discord, I actually gave you two bonus picks and went 7-0. Cause I told you to take, underdog Richie Smolin, who picked up a nice dog win, and favorite Jenna Bishop. And she also looked good. So yeah, like 5-0 officially. I'm not going to steal those other wins out of there. But that brings me up to if you bet $100 on every single one of my regional fights that I've given you guys all year long, you would now be up $1,100. Yeah, because, hey, who knows regional MMA better than this show right here?
I mean, we're only 2 months into it, too. That's why this man has his own shirt in the SGPN store. And also good news, when we recorded, I gave you Logan at plus 155. So
oh, look at that. Yeah, he only won up like plus 130 or 135.
Yeah, by listen to you.
Yeah. We move lines, right?
Hashtag we move lines. That's another shirt that needs to get into the store at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Store, for sure. All right. So Bellator in the books. Did you watch Bellator? Because I did not. I'm like, I can't be bothered. It's free and it's on YouTube. up here in Canada, and I still can't be bothered to watch it.
I did watch the Richie Smolin fight because I generally like Richie Smolin. And then I peeked in and out during the main card while I was watching UFC. I watched a round of Amazov versus Storley, and I was like, oh, I see how this is going. I'm going back to watching Trevor Peak throw hammer fists. Because it was just like, it was so one-sided. Like, Logan Storley didn't belong in there. So, yeah, so I peeked in and out, but no, I was mostly in on the UFC this weekend.
Yep, exactly. I can't multitask and watch multiple events, especially if one of those Bellator. Come on. All right. I'm going to tell you about our friends here that are keeping us in your ear holes four times a week before we get into our picks. That would be WynnBET. WynnBET is the official online sports book of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is active in a bunch of states, and there are tons of ways to win, including live betting and same game parlays, aka WynnBET's Build Your Own Bet. March Madness is almost here, plus plenty of ways to win, getting down on the NBA, NHL, and XFL. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100, limited to state availability. And of course, for degens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. So much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And the SGPN merch store continues to add new items to the store every day, such as I saw a first half unders shirt, because that is how you make money in the NCAA tournament, at least in the first. I'm not sure if it's for the full tournament or not. You have to listen to the main flagship.
I think it's the first two rounds.
First two rounds. Okay. You got to bet first half unders. And we have a shirt to remind you in our store. So make sure you head to store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com to get your favorite shirts, hats, sweats, and hoodies. Okie dokie. We told you how smart Gumby is, and now we're going to give you we're going to put him to the test once again. PFL Challengers Series 14, aka what? PFL Challengers Series 2023 Week 6. They're smarter than the UFC. They know don't put a fighter's name in the title because that fighter may get food poisoning during the event, and then you won't have graphics ready. So they're just going to call this Week 6, and it's happening on Friday, March 3rd, my mama's birthday, and it's hopefully she'll be watching it. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern. On Fubo TV. That's a thing, right? Fubo TV?
It is. Apparently. If you're in our Discord, there's other ways to watch it.
come on now. You're going to get a shutdown. I'm not sure if it's on Fubo in Canada or if it's on YouTube in Canada. I haven't watched it, okay? I'll admit it. I should, though. It is happening at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. It's in a cage, sadly, and it's four bouts. We're going to break down all four of them for you because we're so great. We'll give you all four. We're going to start. Actually, they're all. I was going to say we're going to start at featherweights. They are all featherweights. That's the way they're doing it. All the same weight class on every show. Vikas Singh Ruhil versus, how do you say that name, Dan? Igeu Cabeça?
Igeu
Cabeça. What countries are we talking here, Dan? South Africa?
So Ruhil is from India.
Right, yep.
And then Cabeça is from, man, I think he's from the Congo originally, but I think he trains out of South Africa.
Okay, got it. I just want to know by the names, and I couldn't tell by the one flag. It was the Congo flag or Congo, yes. All right, Cabeça is smiley. Does he smile a lot, Dan?
He is pretty smiley.
More than Smiling Sam. Smiling Sam's kind of fake, though. Is it a natural smile?
He's gone now, so we don't have to talk about
it. We don't mention that name anymore. All right.
He also beat Peter Quelly, who we talked about
already. Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Smiley Cabeça is 15-2, 6 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been submitted twice, so both his losses are via submission. He's won 3 straight and 7 of 8. He's won 4 straight via finish, so the last 4 wins are all via finish for him. He was a regional champ 2013. He's been fighting professionally in MMA. Don't have any lines yet, so Gumby will give you his Gumby lines. Singh Ruhil is 12-6 with 1 no contest, 2 knockouts, 7 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted 3 times, so he's been finished in all of his losses. 7-0-1 over his last 8. Won his last fight via submission. He's not fought, however, since February of 2020, so we're going on 3 years. He's fight at lightweight. He's fight at welterweight. 2012, he's been a pro MMA fighter since. Over to you.
So this should be the easiest fight to pick on the whole card. Pick Cabeça. Okay. I'll give you the very simple breakdown here because Ruhiel clearly seems to have like some sort of rudimentary grappling chops based on his last couple of wins. And granted, it's against very low level competition, but like that's very clearly where he makes his bread and butter here. But if you've watched him on the feet in any of his earlier fights, he's really poor there. His jab, I know we made fun of Trevor Peak for having like a hammer fist overhand right throw. His jab seems like it's not with the front of his fingers or his knuckles. It seems like he's almost punching with like a flat hand, like a cat pawing at something. And also, I've seen him lose a couple of fights. You know, like I went back and actually watched his losses. In those fights, I'm not sure he threw more than like three jabs before he was knocked out in like 4 minutes. He's really overly patient on the feet. He's not confident in what he's doing striking. And he's up against a guy who, first of all, very long. Cabeza is a very, at least he fights very long, right? He's 5'9", so maybe not the longest featherweight in the whole world, but like he fights very long and he's got incredible knockout power. And that's not even where he comes from. Like he comes from a wrestling and jiu-jitsu background. So if Ruhiel's only weapon seems to be his wrestling and his jiu-jitsu, I think he's going to be worse than Cabeza there. And I think he is going to be so out of his element on the feet because, you know, Cabeza both being left-handed and throwing that left high kick and with the counter left hand and like the strong right jab, I think he's just going to absolutely overwhelm Ruhiel. I'm going to pick Cabeza here. If he's less than negative 500, first of all, I'll be shocked. Second of all, if he's right around that number, parlay fuel. If he's under negative 300, I'd say just don't hesitate. Just put it down the money line. Get as much as you can on it because like he is going to steamroll Ruhiel here.
Where's the line going to be though, Dan? You're jumping all over the place. Where's
I said negative 500 is probably okay. Where it would start. Yeah.
Gotcha. And Gumby said something funny in that breakdown. I don't think you realized it. And it's going to be the name of this episode. So you're going to have to wait and see what you said.
You're not going to even tell me, huh?
Nope. You got to wait and read it when it drops. You just wait. All right. Let's go to featherweights again. Ego Huskic versus Gabriel Olivez Braga. What's Huskic's flag? I'm not recognizing the flag.
Bosnia Herzegovina.
Bosnian. Yes, he's the Bosnian Dragon, and he's up against a Brazilian. I know that flag. All right, I'll tell you about the Brazilian first. Olivez Braga, 8-0 with 4 knockouts. Used to fight down at bantamweight. 4 years younger than that shouldn't be a hard name, but it is. Huskic. And he's 4 years younger, and he's 3 inches taller. The Bosnian Dragon, Huskic, 8-5, 4 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 0-1 in PFL. He's lost 3 straight fights. He's not won since September 2020. Was a regional champion. Used to fight at lightweight. Used to fight at middleweight. Wow. And now he's fighting at featherweight. And that is it. I think Olivez Braga is going to be your pick. Go ahead.
Yeah, Olivez Braga.
How'd I know?
Yeah, I'm going to say negative 350 favorite. That number will probably balloon up.
Matches.
Take Braga and Cabeza in a parlay. That's probably a safe thing to do. You're probably going to get it at like negative 200 on the combined or a little bit below that. But it'll be worth your money because here's the thing about Huskic. When he's Huskic, I'm pretty sure Huskic. It's Huskic. Huskic. Because that's how Bosnian dudes say their name, but I could be wrong. His chin flies so high when he strikes. Like, it's almost like he's worried that a counter is going to come. So he starts leaning away before the counter even comes. And that just picture your chin up. And it's almost like counterintuitive what he's doing. And also even when he is defending strikes a little bit more smartly, he leans away from strikes. He doesn't move his head side to side. He just kind of leans back and hopes his height takes care of business. He's not a great wrestler. He slows down as fights go. He jumps on guillotines any chance he gets. Like, there are so many things I don't like about Huskic. And then you turn around and you look at Braga. Braga, huge power. He was fighting out of, I think it was UAE Warriors was the last fight I saw him fight out of. In like 2 seconds into the fight, he had already dropped his opponent. Now, granted, that opponent wound up surviving for the whole fight and Braga wound up winning a decision, but he's got like a very sharp 1-2. Everything comes straight, is right down the middle. It's perfect for a guy who just like leans away from strikes. He's going to wreck that guy. And then in addition to that, maybe not the best submission skills, but really good control on the mat and like really good like setups to submissions and like gets them in bad positions. So this should be a squash match. Cabeza and Braga should be two of the easier picks you've seen on this season of PFL. Both should be, in my opinion, two of the easiest contenders for this contract.
And this was the teaser you said yesterday about a guy who has bad defense and does something weird, right?
Yeah, it just leans away from
that's
strikes.
That's not good, right?
Yeah, when you should be ducking in and out or using your footwork, he just like leans away. And against the guy who throws like a mean 1-2, it's just even more of a problem.
That's a problem. All right, co-main event, Nate Kelly versus Zachary Hicks. Both those names, I can say, I recognize the flags. We got a Irishman versus an American. Right.
That's correct.
The American, Mr. Hicks, 8-4 with 5 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. He won 3 straight in 4 of 5. As for Kelly, 6-2, 3 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once. He's won 6 straight fights, 2 straight via finish. He's not lost since May of 2018. 1-0 in PFL, 1-0 in Bellator. Was a regional champ, and he's 8 years younger than Hicks. I'll say Kelly is going to be the pick.
So Kelly is going to be my pick. Here's the thing, though, I'm going to say. I think Kelly is going to be larger of a favorite than is worth playing here.
Okay.
So I am going to pick Kelly officially. I'm going to say you're probably not going to want your money on him because I think he's going to come in at like negative 225. And I think this fight is really close. If you look at their styles, Kelly has got some wrestling, but he's not like a technically good wrestler. Like when you look at most of his like, the wrestling and jujitsu that's worked for him, it's like high body lock takedowns. He's very physically strong, so that like helps him. But it's like a lot of like muscling body lock takedowns, Greco style bullshit. That doesn't seem like it would work against anybody who could actually wrestle. And the thing about Hicks is he can actually wrestle. From a technical standpoint, I think he's a better wrestler. He's got a nice double leg takedown. The problem is I think he's just so much slower when it comes to the striking. So like if it did wind up a grappling match, I think you could see Hicks win, but like Kelly, first of all, way lighter on the feet. He bounces in and out, but he's got sharp kicks and he's got incredible knockout power. Like he's what you want in an Irish prospect, right? Like an Irish prospect with big knockout power. He's exactly what you're thinking. And you know, Hicks, I've seen some like, very slow leg kicks that kind of bum me out that they're as slow as they are. And maybe he's not playing as good enough defense. I watched a fight where his wrestling was looking very good. And the second round started off and he was just getting like clipped on the feet until he could get the wrestling going again. So like the fact that Kelly is physically strong and like can work in a clinch really well, I think he stays off of his back and this winds up stalemating out into a striking match. So I'm going to pick Kelly for that reason. Like, I think Kelly should be able to, like, stalemate it out, keep it on the feet, win a striking match, maybe even knock him out. But I will say, if it does turn into a grappling match where somebody gets the upper edge, I actually think Hicks has probably got, like, a little bit of an advantage there. So if this does wind up in the negative 200 round, stay away from this fight. If it winds up down near a pick'em, like, which is where I think it should actually be lined, you know, like, if Kelly winds up at negative 135 or negative 140 or something like that, I wouldn't mind a bet on Kelly, but I definitely wouldn't play him the closer and closer it gets to negative 200.
And you think that's probably where it's going to be, right?
And I think it will be there or even larger because it does seem like Irish dudes get like a huge bump for some reason, right?
It's almost like the most famous fighter of all time, MMA fighter of all time, is from there or something. It's
weird,
right?
Yeah, and especially one with knockout power, right? Yeah, like, yeah. You know, like that kind of just goes hand in hand. So, like,
yep.
I think his number is going to be inflated. And I personally, if it is inflated, I'm going to stay away.
It's those damn fighting Irish stereotypes, Dan, rearing its ugly head again.
There it is. You hate to see it.
I do. All right. Before we move on, I'm going to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is your home for offensive and offensive. They have nothing offensive there, let me tell you. Off-season, how about NFL best ball drafts? But they also got you covered with a ton of other daily fantasy games, including NBA, NHL, and PGA. Underdog Fantasy is a great way to get down on your favorite player props if they're not available in your state. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch down to the sole. Personally, I can't wait to get a new pair of Giannis Freak 5s. Whatever you're adding to your lineup next, head to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue check mark. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, main event time. Brian is his name, right?
It's Brian.
B-R-A-H-Y-A-N. They accidentally added an A-H into his name, Dan.
It's a wild name.
Brian Zurcher. And the last name's not bad enough. You gotta spell it like that too. Poor child. No wonder he's a fighter. He's fighting David Evans. This is a U.S. versus U.S. battle. No interesting countries in this one. Sorry. Evans, 5-1, one knockout, two submissions. He's been knocked out once. He won his last fight. That's all I got for him. Zurcher, other than the fun name, 4-0 with two submissions, 2-0 in PFL, 2 years younger than Evans. Zurcher is the pick. Am I right?
Nah, I'm going to go. So I think Zurcher is going to be a favorite.
Yeah, I'm chalky, so there you go.
But I think I'm going to go with Evans here. And it's because, so first of all, I'll say Evans plus 180. Let's say, you know, pretty decent sized one. I'm going to say for Zurcher, the thing that is he's worked in his favor in his fight so far is that he seemed to be above average when it comes to wrestling, both offensively and defensively. He works really good at stuffing a takedown. He's got his own takedowns, but those takedowns typically shine through and are having their brightest moments when his cardio shines. Like, I think his biggest attribute is his cardio. As fights go on, people tire out more than him. His wrestling and his jujitsu kind of take over. Like, I watched, you know, because I actually haven't seen that much Brian Zurcher. And I went back and I watched his fight. It was the one against Scotty Stockman, who was in PFL. And he didn't look all that good early on. He was backing up all the time. He kind of wound up on his heels all the time. And then Stockman kind of like ran out of gas and he wound up on his back for two rounds and won a decision. And I think that was mostly because Stockman was tired. It was less about whether or not Zurcher was a better grappler or not. And against Evans, I don't know that he will have such a cardio advantage that it will take over the wrestling. Because first of all, Evans is actually probably a better wrestler. Like he's got like big power doubles. He's good at locking his hands. It's very clear that he maybe had an amateur wrestling background that I'm not entirely aware of, if not college, probably high school. His defensive striking maybe isn't as good as Zurcher's. I think Zurcher's probably maybe a little bit sharper striking, but with the fact that Evans is like the better wrestler, I think can probably not worry so much about the cardio, because the other thing is, even if his cardio does die down, he's like one of those guys who has that like sudden explosion in him at all times. That's sort of David Evans being like a big, you know, strong dude. And I think he's going to use that against Zurcher. I think Zurcher is probably going to wind up in the clinch. He's going to try to think that his cardio or his wrestling is going to carry the day. It's going to fail him. He's going to just wind up on the bottom of a lot of these exchanges. And you're going to see David Evans kind of take over and show why he's better in the grappling department. So while I think Zurcher should be the favorite, based on his record, based on kind of what we've seen of him, he's coming from PFL. We, you know, the people of PFL have seen him before. I think David Evans both has like looked better and possibly has faced better opponents too, right? Like this is a guy who comes from Titan FC and Shamrock and FAC and LFA. And like, this is a dude who's come from a lot of good organizations and has tons of amateur experience through IMMAF and has fought some like really legit dudes in that organization too, like Kevin Natividad and stuff like that. So give me David Evans here is probably a decent underdog.
Are you fading the name Brian Kircher?
I do hate that name. Also, I'll just say to David Evans, coached by Dean Thomas, and I love me some Dean Thomas.
Another name that's spelled incorrectly, but okay. I do like him as well, so that's good. It's Dan Thomas.
It is. It does look like...
He must be so annoyed being called Dan. I'm sure his whole life he's been called Dan.
Probably. I have interviewed him before. I did call him Dean.
That's his name. So
yeah. that is his name. Yeah.
All right. There are your winning picks, everyone. All right. What more do you want from us? That's enough. We'll be back Wednesday, Thursday with your UFC. What are we at? 285? Is that what we're up to?
That's it.
Yes. Blowout. So only 15 more before Jim Miller can get to UFC 300. He's got to hang in there. 15 more events.
I think he's got it.
Yep. I think he's got it. All right. You got your picks. Get in the Discord. Talk about any sport you like. Well, we usually hang out in the fights channel, but we have a Discord. We have a channel there for everything, even non-sport things. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Twitter, SGPNMMA. Gumby runs that for us. He's also Gumby Vreeland, and I'm at Jeff Fox Writer. I got a Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Get in there. I have lots of interesting things on there already, if I do say so myself, and I have a lot more plans coming up very, very soon. Gumby's got the Top Turtle MMA podcast. Do you want to preview who's on it this week, or you want to wait?
Sure. I'm talking this week with Baby Shark, Tabitha Ricci, who's getting ready for her fight with she's fighting Jessica Penne this week. And yes. I also talked to Mana Martinez, who's fighting Cameron Simon.
Leo Mana Martinez. Very good.
Yeah.
Top Turtle MMA. Listen to that. And all our writings and everyone's writings and podcasts and discounts and giveaways are at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Boom. That's it. Gumby's going to take us out of here until we're back on Wednesday.
All right. I'm Dana Gumby Freeland. He's the Bosnian Dragon, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.